Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. I wish you could just spend an hour with this woman, and we're going to have 15 minutes with her. Her name is Gloria Ann Allen, and she is a coach, a speaker, an image consultant, and an intercessor. Her mission is to discover, fulfill, and celebrate the destiny to which each and every one of us is called. She's a seminar leader, personal coach, keynote speaker, and she imparts biblical principles as building blocks for relational success and emotional development. Currently, she's a community leader and an online missionary for global media outreach. She is a seminar coordinator and teacher for Eagle's Wings Ministries. She's a member of the Nehemiah Prayer Network. She's a facilitator for a team of national and international intercessors. And we are here today to talk about the work she's doing with the Path Coach community and how she became aware of the path and where she's going from here and how she can help our listeners. So, Gloria Ann Allen, welcome.
Thank you, Laurie Beth Jones. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here.
You know, as people who have a middle name that we use, it's just, you know, we just have to distinguish ourselves, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, that is great. Well, tell us, how were you originally introduced to my work in the Path Coach community?
Oh, my goodness. 16 years ago now, a friend of mine, Elaine Robinson, gave me the book Jesus CEO. For 16 years, that book sat on a bookshelf. I started reading it, and it just wasn't time. And one night in October, just this past October 2011, I was agonizing over what I was doing, and I turned on the television and started channel surfing. I landed on TBN, and there was this very interesting-looking woman who was a guest speaker on this show, and I turned up the volume and started listening, and it was Laurie Beth Jones, and she was talking about the path and destiny and the life we were to live, and I sat bolt upright and thought, hey, where's she been hiding? And how do I find her? So I turned, when you were done speaking, I immediately got online and started the search, and that was in October.
And 16 years on the bookshelf, and then you're channel surfing, and there I pop up on TV,
yes.
And
yes.
See, God is relentless.
I also believe that the timing for everything is so vitally important for what we do, how we do it, what comes to us, and how we receive it. And I'll tell you, I picked up that book again and started reading it. But more importantly, I went to your website, and that's where the dream began to take form.
How did that happen? Tell us what happened next.
Well, I went to the website, Laurie Beth Jones, and on the website, there are these divisions for finding your mission, for living your mission, for advancing your mission. And quite frankly, I had never thought of myself as ever having a mission. And I remember going to the first part, the Find Your Mission, with the starter questions, and it opened a door for me that it was like pulling my thumb out of the dam, answering those questions, because they are so enlightening, and not because I can answer them, but because it was the first thing I had ever worked at that involved other people, and it helped me to understand the impact and the importance of community. Because the first question that's on there is, what do others say you are good at? Well, who ever thinks about that?
Hmm. So you say other people. Now, did you get involved with the Path Coach community?
Absolutely.
Tell us about that.
That was the very next thing that happened. I did the PEP survey, and then I was directed to the Path Coach leaders for some coaching. And it's a community of coaches. Greg Wright, Shelley Shepherd, and Kim Skaggs are just the most incredible leaders on this path that I have ever come into contact with. Because I used to think coaching was about counseling, but I have learned so much from them about the fact that it is about guiding someone. It's nurturing. They nurture in the direction that we are already headed, that whole thing that's intestinal in all of us that drives us, they were able to tap into it in a way that had never happened for me before. And it got me to thinking about what it was as a child I was directed toward but had forgotten about or had died or had been covered over by all my efforts to do what somebody else thought I should be doing.
Interesting. I like that you use the word intestinal. It means that it's kind of in our DNA, don't you agree?
Yes,
that
absolutely.
Our destiny was imprinted in us and implanted in us.
Absolutely.
And we don't have to go like a ping pong ball or like a ball in a machine that just, you know, bounces back and forth on its way down to its death, you know. It's that we're really meant to live a destiny. So what did you find out about your destiny and your path?
At the point that this process started, I was in the darkest place professionally that I had ever been. And I heard a quote from Albert Einstein wherein he says, "Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid."
Wow, I'd never heard that quote before.
Isn't it amazing?
Yes, yes.
And like the ping pong ball that you were just talking about, or the ball in the machine, I have lived my life going from one thing to the other, trying to find that thing in me that wanted to be satisfied, that was driving me to find fulfillment. And from the time I was a little girl, my next-door neighbor nurtured and mentored me in English and in communication and in deep and intimate conversations. And I didn't even think about her until a year ago when somebody mentioned it to me. But what I was aware of with the Path Coach leaders and the coaching time was she was already nurturing in me the natural gifts that I had been born with and were imprinted on my DNA. I just never had been able to find an outlet. And every job I've had, I would find myself spending most of my time, to my employer's detriment and ire, talking to people.
Oh, that's funny.
They thought I was a salesperson, but really what I was an influencer and somebody who was keenly interested in and longing to nurture people.
So on the Path Elements profile, which is your personality assessment, what are you?
Fire, wind, water, and earth.
In that order.
Yes.
And so fire, wind.
Yes. And I have blazed a trail. And Lori Beth, I want to tell you, it's interesting. Before I started with the Path Coach community, I was trying to have brainstorms, but I was trying to have a storm with one brain. And in a storm, there is earth, wind, fire, and water. And so what they bring to the table are the things in me, the elements about my personality that are needing to be bolstered and encouraged, but they don't major on my weaknesses. They continue to encourage me in the area of my strengths and exhort me, direct me how to best use those to fulfill my destiny.
So, as a fire wind, you are a trailblazer, and you are a messenger,
yes,
and you're a visionary.
Yes.
So, how is that impacting your career?
To begin with, I finally am at peace with who I am, and how who I am is uniquely designed to fulfill the destiny for which I was created. I've come to terms with my own personal debris field, which is my past, and I'm able to confidently pursue success that I now believe to be attainable.
Mm.
I'm also very comfortable with the authority I've been given to choose what's right for me.
Ooh, beautifully said. Say that again.
I am finally comfortable with the authority I have been given to choose what's right for me.
Wow, that is a quotable quote. I am finally comfortable with the authority to
choose.
Say it again.
Mm-hmm. I am finally comfortable with the authority I have to choose what's right for me.
Ooh, wow. Don't you wish everybody knew that?
Yes. And I wish I had known it 40 years ago.
That's one thing we hear a lot. I say it myself. I wish I'd known this 40 years ago. I loved how you also said your personal debris field, you know, as you look back.
Oh, yeah.
So what is your score on the fire wind? What's the ratio?
I think the fire was 60. I don't have the figures right in front of me, but I think the ratio was fire was 62 maybe.
Uh-huh.
Wind was 47.
Uh-huh.
Water was lower.
Yeah. So basically you're a fire.
Pretty much. Yes. And I'll tell you, I've been burning up everything.
How did this knowledge, when you got clear about this, how did this impact your friends and your family?
Well, they're all thanking the Path Coach community. I was thinking, Lori, that's about how that fire that was burning out of control just recently in Colorado Springs was wreaking havoc and devastation because it was uncontrolled. I also am aware that there are fires that are set to keep fires from burning out of control, if you will.
Right, right.
And what I'm learning from the Path Coach community, from Shelley and Greg and Kim, I'm constantly aware of how the effect that I have on the people around me, and I'm also infinitely more sensitive to their makeup, to their elemental makeup. So I don't cause water to boil. I don't burn the earth.
Right, right. Well, Gloria and Alan, thank you so much for your time today. And this was not a paid announcement. She is an advocate, obviously, for our Path Coaching community. And if you want more information, you can contact her at GloriaAnnAllen@gmail.com. And I would invite our listeners to go to our Path Coach community and find out who you are, how you're made, and learn to become comfortable with the authority that you've been given to make the right choices. These are Gloria Ann Allen's words. Thank you so much, Gloria, for being with us today. You have brightened my path.
Oh, thank you so much. You've lightened mine. Thank you, Laurie Beth.
Blessings to you.
Thank
to our
you.
Listeners, go out and make it a beautiful day in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.